Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to comment on some issues raised in the previous UPR and also by some delegations today, and also touch upon some written questions submitted by Belgium and Haiti. Estonia continues to make important progress in combating human trafficking, providing greater support to victims of crime, and also addressing violence, including domestic violence. In 2017, amendments were made to the Victim Support Act to improve the identification of victims of trafficking and provide them with more assistance. Buying sex from a victim of trafficking in human beings has been criminalized, and economic gain no longer has to be proved to convict a person of human trafficking. We also introduced some mandatory prison sentences, and there is no possibilities for a fully suspended sentence for human trafficking. In 2016, the rights of victims in criminal proceedings were also clarified to implement the EU Victims' Rights Directive. And further improvements are being drafted right now. In 2017, Estonia ratified the Istanbul Convention. Before ratification, national legislation was reviewed and amended to ensure full compliance. We made no reservations upon ratification. Estonia is committed to combating all forms of violence, regardless of where violence occurs or who is involved. And Estonia condemns all forms of gender-based violence. While there is no specific provision on violence against women, all forms of violence, including forms that most affect women, are criminalized. Since 2015, it has been considered to be an aggravating circumstance if an offender commits an offense against a person who is in a dependent relationship with the offender or against a former or current family member. And stricter punishment has been stipulated for abuse in a close relationship or relationship of subordination. In order to better protect victims of domestic abuse, restraining orders issued by the courts were introduced in criminal proceedings in 2006. And since 2015, a court may impose a restraining order together with electronic surveillance. Recently, in May 2020, in urgent cases, a temporary protection order may be issued by a prosecutor with or without the agreement of the victim. In the 2016 UPR and also today by some delegations, the issue of hate crime was raised. The legal regulation of hate speech and hate crime is currently under review. In February 2021, the Ministry of Justice initiated a review of offenses against equality in the Penal Code and plans to prepare draft amendments to be submitted to the government in due time. A broad range of legal experts, civil society and other stakeholders will be included in the review process. What's more, important advances have also been made in child-friendly proceedings and in the protection of minors. Since 2016, numerous measures have been taken to ensure that children, their parents, and representatives of child protection services are well informed of their rights in criminal proceedings. In 2018, the Juvenile Offenders Reform came into force. Among other amendments, prosecutors have more legal basis to terminate criminal proceedings in cases involving juveniles, and to instead issue a caution or assign community service or some social programs. As for the rights of minors, Estonia is currently reviewing the rules governing sexual self-determination. The proposed amendments envisioned raising the general age of consent from 14 to 16. But there are some proposals to also exclude criminal liability for acts in the Penal Code where the consensual act is committed by another minor or roughly the same age, so as not to punish consensual acts between people where there is no great difference in their age and mental and physical maturity. Together with the age of consent, amendments have been tabled to increase the minimum age of marriage with the permission of a court to 16 years of age. Ladies and gentlemen, as detailed in our report, Estonia has continued to make real progress in improving detention conditions. Estonia has also paid great attention to the health and safety of prisoners and prison officials throughout the pandemic. As in regular clinics, medical treatment is recorded in the patient's digital medical file. Thus, when a prisoner enters prison or leaves prison, any prior treatment can be continued, and the same e-prescriptions can continue to be used. This has allowed for the smooth delivery of healthcare services throughout the pandemic. All new prisoners are tested for COVID. And those prisoners who test positive or who have been in close contact with someone who has tested positive are isolated. And special measures are taken to avoid unnecessary contacts with prisoners who are at a higher risk. While some restrictions have been necessary during the peaks of pandemic, individual meetings with members of the clergy, social workers, and psychologists have been permitted. Prisoners could continue to receive short-term visitors and meet with their lawyers through a glass barrier. The normal rules for long and short-term visits have now been reinstated. Prisoners who are not in a risk group can still engage in activities such as language courses and work with careful measures to prevent the spread of COVID. Prison staff have been vaccinated as priority frontline workers, and prisoners are being vaccinated in line with the general population. Since the beginning of the pandemic in spring 2020, only 12% of prisoners have been diagnosed with COVID-19. This will conclude my statement. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Undersecretaries Lutterus and Kärner. I would like to now turn to our Ministry of Culture to highlight the efforts that we undertake on integration.
Thank you, distinguished representatives of member states.